In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We heard a beautiful gospel lesson today. It's the ninth Sunday of Matthew. And we hear of how the Lord dismissed the crowds, went up into the mountain to pray, and sent his disciples out on a boat. And he came to them in the night, walking on the water. It's a beautiful story. And they had fear, as we all do. They thought it was a ghost. But he immediately told them not to worry, that it was he that was coming to them. And St. Peter saying, well, if it is you, Lord, let me walk out to you. And it's interesting because it said that he did walk on water, that his faith was that strong at that moment. But then it said the wind began to blow. And Peter, who was focused on Christ, lost his focus and began to sink. Immediately screamed for help. And immediately the Lord saved him. It's a beautiful story about faith. And it is something that we should all listen to very carefully. I wrote down a few things that I would like to share with you today about suggestions or tips that we should use to prepare ourselves to keep our faith strong, because there are times when we lose our focus. I heard last evening in Indiana that a great wind came and it blew a stage down. And as of now, five people have died from that. It was at a state fair. So there was a great wind, similar to the one Peter must have encountered today in the gospel lesson. So let's take these four tips to heart. Number one thing that you should do is to set up a schedule. You need to have some time where you plan out your day. But it can't just be only work or only play or only concerned about your meals. It has to be a complete day. Father Anthony Canieres, who is a very well-known priest and theologian within the Orthodox Church, owns Light and Life bookstore out of Minneapolis. And for our senior year during our preaching class, he came and visited us for four classes to help to teach us to be better sermons. And one of the things that he said that he always did and still does to this day is that he wakes up, and from 5 in the morning until 9 a.m., he is not to be disturbed at all. And while he served for many years in the Church of St. Mary's there, he said his parishioners knew not to call or to bother him from 5 in the morning till 9 in the morning, because that's the time that he used to pray, to reflect, to plan, to read Scripture, to get ready for his day. So this is something that we should think about. It doesn't have to be for 4 hours, but it should be some time to stop and to set up a schedule. And the first thing we should do is to take in that schedule, we should plan some time to take for God, alone with God, if you will. Today our Lord went away from his disciples and went away from the people and went up into the hill. He was obviously praying to his father, but I'm sure he was doing some reflecting also. So he was spending some time alone with God in both prayer and in meditation. Next, we should read the Holy Scriptures. I'm not talking about reading 20 chapters, but a verse like we just, or 5-10 verses like we just did in the Gospel or in the Epistle today. This Thursday, this past Thursday, I went to Camp Sealy, the St. Sophia camp, and I went to hear confessions of the children there. And I was positioned in a side room, and the children would come in and out, and there was a little break in between the classes. So I sat there in solitude, having a little alone time with God, because there were some beautiful icons in the room, and I found a Bible. So I opened it up, and I said, I'm just going to open it up to where it may fall. And actually, I was reading St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians. So I think I must have had about 10 or 15 minutes of time, and what valuable time that was for me. So it's as simple as that. Even on your lunch break, or early in the morning, or late in the evening, or when you have a free moment, pull out a Bible and read a little bit of it. And finally, we should listen to God. When the children were coming to me, they're so innocent and beautiful, that they would always tell me that they were doing things like on a knee-jerk reaction. Their parent says something to them, they shoot right back at them. I said, stop. Slow down. Think before you say something. Think before you act. If you were to walk by a glass, and there were some boys that did this, they wanted to punch the glass just lightly, I guess to show that they were tough guys. And one of them punched it, and guess what? It broke. Shattered. For the glass that was protecting the fire alarm there. So I said, what if you had stopped and thought about that? Maybe you would have thought, well, if I punch it a little bit too hard, it'll break. Or maybe if I just walk away from it, nothing bad will happen. How many times throughout the day do we do that? Where we just react without thinking about the consequences of either what we say or what we do. So slow down a little bit. The Lord slowed down today. He needed a little time alone. He needed time alone to be with his Father in meditation and in prayer. And he planned it out. So this is something that we can take from today's gospel lesson. There's a wealth of things to do each day. Tremendous amounts of things. And it seems that they just get greater and greater. But slow down. Pray. Read the Scripture. Meditate on God. Plan what you're going to do. And stop and think before you speak and you act. Amen.